You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, everyone. This is not Bob Pompiani. It's Austin Bexel alongside at Oakmont Bakery. Bob will join the show in half an hour as he is at Oakmont Country Club for the 125th U.S. Open, day three today of the U.S. Open taking place. We're going to check in with Jeff Hathorne in just a couple of minutes, but we're going to get into a lot. We're going to talk to Jeff twice. Jeff in just a matter of moments, and Jeff will also join at 12:25. Bob will join the show at 11:30. We'll talk a lot of U.S. Open. We will talk about the Steelers at OTAs and at mandatory minicamp, I should say, and Aaron Rodgers reporting. T.J. Watt not there. What do you make of it? What do you make of the position coaches? Zach Kassani coming out and saying, yeah, Calvin Austin's our wide receiver too. And Carl Dunbar, yeah. Derek Harmon starting on the defensive line. I don't think those are surprises to anyone, but hearing coaches coming out and saying it, and Mike Tomlin not exactly happy when the distinction of starter was placed on Derek Harmon, especially as a rookie, and that can kind of be a factor, I think, for Tomlin, that historically they don't like playing rookies very early. They want them to earn it, don't want rookies to immediately plugged into the fire and be anointed as starters, but we'll discuss that. I have a take on the Penguins with Dan Muse and what could happen with ownership that I think is just hugely significant. And we can also get into Buccos if you want at 412-928-9370. But first, Jeff Hathorne is at the media tent at the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Jeff, I have been completely bought in to this U.S. Open this year, maybe because it's just in our backyard. But what has just been so surprising to me, and maybe I should have fully expected this, but Jeff, the list of players that missed the cut, like significant players, we're talking about JT, we're talking about DeChambeau, we're talking about Shane Lowry not having a good round. Phil Mickelson was close to the cut. He ended up missing. Rory barely makes the cut. What's your main takeaway so far through 2 days?
Well, first off, you should have started the show and dug really deep and said, hello, Pittsburgh.
Well,
it's
that's
me,
why I went.
Bob.
Hey, everyone, it's Bob Pompiani. I'm out here at Oakmont. We have the country club going on right now. It's Oakmont Bakery, delicious donuts, where we create delicious memories.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned a couple of the names. I mean, Ludwig Oberg is one of the best young players in the game. A lot of people thought this could be an opportunity for him to really make a statement. He's home for the weekend. Phil, not everybody's surprised about, but that could have been his last Open, and he doubled two of the last three holes,
or he
would have been here for the weekend. And then my favorite to win, and many others, Bryson DeChambeau.
That was my pick.
I mean, Austin, yesterday, he had six pars in 18 holes. That's crazy.
And I followed Bryson for a large part of yesterday. I saw him on 13. I saw him on 14. I saw the end of his shot on 12. He birdied 12, ended up parring 13. He ended up bogeying 14. And it was just all downhill from there to steal a line from Crowley. Like, once he got to the front nine, because he started on the back nine, the front nine has been easier for players. It looked like it was harder for DeChambeau yesterday.
So the front nine this tournament has been tougher than the back. I think Bryson and we were just at a news conference. I mean, imagine I'm sitting there feet from Jack Nicklaus and Johnny Miller.
It was surreal.
It's just surreal. But Johnny, they'd asked him something about Oakmont. He's like, well, Jack was one of the first that had a one iron or would hit a 3-wood off the tee, realizing that you didn't always have to hit driver. And then he said, if DeChambeau would have realized that, he wouldn't be sitting in his house. And I was like, that's Johnny Miller right there. Boom.
Lot.
But it's true. It's true. With some of these guys' length, they got themselves in the rough. I mean, how many times did you watch in the times you followed Bryson where he was having to muscle out of the rough? I mean, he had a shot I watched on 18. It looked like it was out of a field, and he hit it to within 10 feet. Now, missed the putt, and that was I think, his other big issue was his putting was just not good enough. And if your putting is not on out here, it'll expose you.
Is it bad for the tournament, Jeff, that the names at the very top of the leaderboard right now are not household names? It's not Rory. It's not Schauffele. It's not Scottie Scheffler, who at this point has a lot of work to do to crack that top five even?
Yes and no. If you casually look at it, yes. But if you start to look at it and realize – Burns is a nice young player. Hovland's a 20-something that has the game to win multiple majors. Ben Griffin gave up the game, went into, like, personal finance, and one of the dudes he was working with said, no, I'll sponsor you. You need to get back out there and try it again.
Pretty cool.
And he's won twice on tour this year, and he's three shots off the lead. I mean, Victor Perez with the hole-in-one. Then Brooks Koepka kind of had that swagger back. And he's just five shots back. It's five shots, but he's only in eighth place. So there's only a few people he would have to jump. I think there are still some really good storylines and some really interesting pairings today. I mean, here you go. There's an opportunity for Scottie Scheffler about 2 hours before the leaders tee off to go out and start to make some noise. And that's some of the things the greats do. Like if they're not playing well, they go out, they start to make some noise. You could feel it at the place, and then every golfer will handle it its own way. But other than Adam Scott, you don't have a lot of and Koepka, you don't have a ton of experience within the top 10.
Lastly, Jeff, before we talk to you in about an hour, what are the conditions like with the rain? How much of a factor has that been? It looks like it's drying up maybe a little bit. Doesn't seem like it's really raining, at least outside the windows of Oakmont Bakery. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, they do a very good job of draining out here, and they have some systems in place to be able to drain. I will warn anybody that's coming out. There are some areas where you may not be able to cross fairways because of the wetness. So just be prepared that you may have there's going to be some mud. There may be some areas that is either limited or off limits to you. So just know it may not be the same experience if you were out here yesterday than it will be today. That being said, the course is in great shape, and that's the huge question of the day. How is the rain going to change the scoring that we've seen so far at the U.S. Open? And I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Typically, we go with no limits, Jeff, but there will be some limitations that are in place here today, and I appreciate it.
Well played.
We will talk to you in just about an hour. Jeff, thank you. So day three of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Where do we stand? Who missed the cut? I think the biggest news is really everyone that missed the cut. And Bob put out a good list. We're going to talk to Bob in about 20 minutes of some of the names. And Jeff also touched on it. Like, Oberg doesn't make the cut 8 over. Patrick Cantlay doesn't make the cut at 8 over. We talked about Phil Mickelson. Bryson DeChambeau, who I think is a really polarizing figure. Like, he's really changed his image in the last 2 to 3 years, whether it be the social media that he does, the Break 50 series that he does with a lot of celebrities and other athletes, whether it's YouTube content, TikTok content, Instagram. Bryson DeChambeau has become a very likable figure. He has become a figure who has helped to, I think, grow the game. And just following him around yesterday, there was the Scotty group, and there was the DeChambeau group, and there were a lot for Rory as well, but those were basically the main two that were getting the largest following. Who are you following on the course? Asking people, or just judging based on movements of people and the large crowds that were crossing across the fairways. Yeah, it was for those two guys, and both struggling. Like, there was a point in time where there was a realistic possibility that Scottie Scheffler could have missed the cut. He could have joined the list of some of these guys, like Gary Woodland at 10 over. That's somebody that Bob talked about as an opportunity to win it. And maybe this is just the Pomp and Joe show curse. Joe and I both picked Bryson DeChambeau to win it. That did not happen. DeChambeau with just a clunker of a performance, who won the U.S. Open last year. DeChambeau finishes 10 over, does not make the cut. Bob picked Tommy Fleetwood. Fleetwood, 9 over, does not make the cut. Justin Thomas, 12 over, doesn't make the cut. Justin Rose, 14 over. Shane Lowry, you might have seen the clip. Some choice words, we'll put it that way, for the greens at Oakmont after he missed a couple of putts. Lowry, just an overall tough performance. I want to know from you at 412-928-9370. Are you still very, like, if you're going to the tournament, I get it, it's very exciting, it's going to be very fun. I'm going tomorrow. I'll be hanging out with Crowley and a couple others. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I do think that there's a little bit of steam that's taken away from it because the likes of DeChambeau, Lowry, Thomas, some of the guys that have been the most successful in golf, Fleetwood, you could even put there, Phil Mickelson. Could you imagine if Mickelson was, like, right around even par right now? We'd be talking, oh, could Phil make a push? Scheffler is not out of it by any regard. He's the best golfer in the world, but he's got a huge hill to climb. Same thing with Rory. Like, are you discouraged that the top of the leaderboard right now is guys that, you know, you might have heard of, but you really don't know much about? Is that a thing for you at 412-928-9370? Is that something that when you're watching or you're going to consume the U.S. Open this weekend, or maybe you already have, maybe you've already been there. Sam Burns, 3 under. He is the world rank of 22nd. J.J. Spahn, 25. He's 2 under. Victor Hovland is 1 under. I saw Pony predicted Hovland to be the winner, and that you can bookmark the tweet just in case he doesn't win. Ben Griffin, currently even par with Adam Scott. They are currently tied for 4th place. There are three golfers that are currently under par. Burns at 3 under, Spahn at 2 under, Hovland at 1 under from Oakmont. And the crazy thing about that is, I mean, think about Spahn. He had a bogeyless-free 18 holes on Thursday in the first round of the tournament. Just an absolutely flawless day to start 4 under and to be able to lead this thing off in a good direction. Could Brooks Koepka at 2 over, tied for 8th place right now, be able to make a run? I know Malzi was talking him up earlier today as a possible candidate for that. I mean, he's, what, 5 shots off the lead? Jason Day at 3 over? The real thing is, like, where's the cutoff line? Is it where Scheffler is at 4 over? Like, I don't think that, you know, Jordan Spieth at 5 over has much of a chance at this point, or Schauffele at 6 over can really get there. Or, you know, what is Jordan Spieth's opportunity to be able to try to break through and win this tournament? Because Spieth, as a younger player, obviously know how successful that he was, but Spieth looking to get back to winning a major. 412-928-9370. Spieth at 5 over. And Rory McIlroy, 6 over par. World rank number 2, right behind Scottie Scheffler, the winner of Masters. What does he have up his sleeve so far in the 3rd round? He has parred the first 2 holes. And, you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed the tournament. If you are going there, you can stop by here at Oakmont Bakery and say hello. We're here until 1 o'clock here on the Bob Pompiani Show, with Bob Pompiani joining his own show in 15 minutes. Looking forward to that. Probably walked about 6 miles yesterday consuming the course, but it really is a surreal experience. Like, if you have an opportunity to come out, and I think tickets are all sold out, you might have to buy some on the secondary market for whether it be today or for tomorrow. It's definitely worth the experience and worth the opportunity to come out and see it. And it's a lot of fun and really enjoyable, but right now, the way that Spahn is playing, I think that he's got to be maybe not the favorite, but him and Burns have to be the two that you keep your eyes on and say, well, I mean, it's theirs to lose. Like, if Brooks Koepka can make a good run, he's got a significant shot. You know, former winner, put up four birdies on the back nine, three birdies on the back nine, but also two bogeys on the back nine, finished 35 in, 39 out in the first nine. On the front nine, he shot a 39, and that contributed to the score that he had. Ended up just with a 35 on the back nine as well on the 70 course. So those are the names that I'm keeping an eye on, of the guys that are currently either even, being Ben Griffin, or under par with Koepka, Day, still thinking Spieth, potentially, probably too far gone to be able to come back. And I mean, unless he has a miraculous day, unless he shoots like a 65, which is possible, we saw yesterday, and Scheffler at 4 over. 412-928-9370, if you'd like to chime in. We'll talk to Bob Pompiani coming up next. It is the Bob Pompiani Show. Austin Bechtold filling in for Bob from the Oakmont Bakery. You can stop down and say hello to us. We are here until 1 o'clock, and we're taking your thoughts at 412-928-9370 if you would like to chime in as well. Ty Polk has a headline, and we're back on the Fam.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Bob Pompiani will join us in just a matter of moments. It's Austin Bechtold, your friend City Limits, with you until 1 o'clock from Oakmont Bakery. Come down and say hello. I've had an opportunity to talk to a couple people so far today. It's been pretty cool. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 412-928-9370. Let's hear from you before we talk to Bob. And let's begin with Andrew in Baldwin. What's going on?
What's going on, City Limits?
What's going on, Andrew?
I just wanted to talk about the the golf take we had her. I actually honestly don't agree with it. I think seeing guys that Hovland, who were on the top of their game a couple years and he kind of lost his way a little bit, seeing him in contention, and along with Sam Burns, who has won events in the past, seeing guys like that and not the stars, you know, like the DeChambeaus, the Scheffler's being the mix, it's kind of a nice refreshing take. And it's kind of an attestment to Oakmont and how tough it is.
Will you be attending this weekend?
I'm on my way right now, actually. I'm driving right now.
You should stop at Oakmont Bakery and say hello then, Andrew.
Believe it or not, my location is set for Oakmont Bakery at the moment.
There we go. Happy to hear. We'll be excited to say hello to you. What is the one thing that you are most looking forward to today?
Honestly, just kind of taking in the scenes of an event that truly only happens over 8 years, and it's just, you know, how often do you get a major sporting event in golf in Pittsburgh? It's very, very rare, and I think to kind of just take in the scenes and the beauty that is Oakmont, I think that's going to be something I've been always looking forward to.
Yeah, it won't be back for, what, I think another 9 years, and then ultimately...
Eight years.
So, I mean, savor it, man. Enjoy it. It's going to be fun. It was pretty fun yesterday, and I'll be up there tomorrow. So, who's your pick? Who's your pick right now?
My pick is Victor Hovland.
So you're going Hovland.
I was watching yesterday, and you know he looked really good, minus some minor mistakes and where he made double. He could have been. He's right in the mix. If he plays like he did yesterday and clears up some mistakes, I think he could be in for a really big run today. Because I don't know if Spahn's going to be able to hold on. And I think I like his odds.
Yeah, you got a good point there with Hovland, and I appreciate the call. Good talking to you. We'll see you at Oakmont Bakery coming up very soon with Sam Burns currently in the lead at 3 over. He will tee off at 3:35. Burns and Spahn, final pairing at 3:35. Hovland and Adam Scott will tee off at 3:24. Ben Griffin, who's currently tied for fourth, is currently going to be paired in, again, one of those later groups, as he is tied right now with Victor Perez, and they will tee off in the 3:13 group. Joe in Heidelberg is on the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's up, City Limits? Good afternoon.
Good, Joe. Hey, good afternoon to you, too.
I think this is, first of all, what a great showcase for Pittsburgh and what a beautiful golf course, but I think that the rain last night is going to play more into these next two rounds than anybody's really talking about. I've only had the ability to play Oakmont twice in my life. And
congratulations on all your success.
I know, right? the course is very different when it's wet versus dry, and I think that it's going to make for a great next 2 days on some of the players that weren't playing that well are going to be able to kind of steam back a little bit. But like the last caller, I think Victor Hovland is the favorite as far as I'm concerned.
What are some of those big changes with the course that happened due to the conditions that at least you have noticed?
In all honesty, it's just the greens. Like, the greens are rolled so tight and they're so hard, but as soon as it rains on them, they get soft and spongy and the ball slows down. So if you've already, like, the way I look at it is, because I've never had the ability to play it, like, day after day with different conditions, but the way that I look at it is these guys yesterday had to hit the ball a lot harder than they're going to have to today, and it's just basically going to make it like a different golf course.
Appreciate the call. Van Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Van Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The man whose name is on the title for the show, the Bob Pompeiani Show, is now on the phone to say hello from Oakmont. Bob, how are you? I was there yesterday and I did not see you, and I was very surprised that I did not.
Well, you know, Austin, there's 40,000 people up here. If you're walking around, there's a good chance you're going to miss people.
I was told that you weren't there at all, Bob, that you were off.
No, just because I'm off doesn't mean I was off from doing my thing. But listen, I've been up there all week, and I can tell you that as much as I want to say that the USGA has made it overly difficult, I think their goal here is to do just that. They're trying to identify the guy who is pinpoint accurate off the tee, really good about hitting fairways and greens and making the least amount of putts. And if that means there's going to be some carnage along the way, then so be it. You have to fight through it. A lot of these guys are going to whine about this. I'm sure I saw what Shane Lowry said the other day after he missed a putt from about 3 feet. You know, I mean, you can get mad at yourself. You finished plus 17. How about hit the fairway a little bit? If you do it, you should be rewarded. If you don't, you're going to be penalized.
Just basically as simple as that. Hit the fairway. As long as you hit. I saw Malzy put out something. It was a poll. Would you rather hit every fairway or would you rather two-putt every hole? What would you take in that situation?
I would rather. Well, I think one needs the other.
It's a difficult question.
If you don't, putting is the key. I mean, to being, if you get on the greens, and that's what J.J. Spahn did well for the first, really, 27 holes of his tournament so far. He didn't miss greens. He put it on, and he didn't three-putt. In fact, he had several one-putts. That's what it takes, and that's what they're looking to identify, someone who can withstand those conditions. I guess the answer would be I'll take the putts. I would assume I'd stay out of a lot of the heavy rough, but some people will complain that the USGA is hijacked what is a very golf great golf course. You don't need to have the rough that high. I guess those who have that opinion, they'll say, what's wrong with 3.5 inches, not 5.5 inches? And there's a point to be made because it slows down play. One of the things I did not like about the first two rounds, Austin, was that it was over six hours each.
Yep.
Some of these guys waited an hour, 20 minutes to play two holes. I mean, that's insane.
It's insane.
And USGA needs to figure out a way to not have that happen.
Well, how do you speed it up? You know, you can't put a pitch clock on it. It's not like baseball.
The conditions dictate that. No, but what I think is when you have these kinds of conditions, it takes extra shots, time, effort, and then everything gets backlogged. You know, if you hit three shots in the rough that go a total of 10 feet, you're going to take about 8 minutes to do that, and it just throws everything off of kilter. So, you know, my point is I think sometimes it's too penal, even though I just said they're trying to identify the guy who stays out of the most trouble. But you can really slow it down, and the USGA is promoting fast play. This is not the way to do that.
All of our picks, Bob, so you picked Tommy Fleetwood, and Bob and Joe, well, yeah, gone, didn't make the cut. And Joe and I both picked Bryson DeChambeau, who went 10 over. What do you make of Fleetwood and DeChambeau's week that was? I was stunned. DeChambeau, the reigning champ, two-time U.S. Open winner, he put up a 77 yesterday, Bob.
Well, look at Rory McIlroy, who's, you know, kind of messed up right now. I think he's got some issues. That's one of the reasons why I didn't think he'd make the cut. That was my little prediction there, but he did make the cut. But he's got a lot on his mind. He's not playing well. I thought after he'd win the Masters and finally achieving the career Grand Slam after about a decade of pursuit that he would play carefree and win more, and it's gone the other way around. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. But, all these guys, they're having problems. Six former U.S. Open champions missed the cut. That tells you all you need to know.
Is this the last U.S. Open for Phil Mickelson in your mind?
Yes. And I was hoping he made the cut. I thought he was moving toward that, and I don't know what happened at the end. So I think so, probably. The exemptions run out, unless somebody gives him an exemption, because he is a Hall of Fame golfer, and he's meant a lot to the game of golf. So that's one way that could happen.
How would that work, somebody granting Mickelson an exemption?
Well, it's they control the rules. Arnold Palmer, you know, guys like that. There are special players out there who people want to see. And I'm sure down the road that would also affect Tiger Woods if he wants to do it. And the question is, do you want to do it?
Bob Pompeiani joining on the Bob Pompeiani Show. All right, Bob, what do you make of Scottie Scheffler? 4 over through the first two rounds. Does he still have a chance to win this thing?
Absolutely he does. Anytime you're within, you know, basically 6-7 shots of the lead with two left, you saw what happened out here. And you say, you know, hey, Austin, this is all you need to know about Oakmont. You know, Patrick Reed plays number four, the par five. He makes an albatross, too, to get in that hole. So he's 3 under on one hole. But on the final hole of his day, he made a triple bogey and gave all three back. So that's how quickly things can change. And if Scottie Scheffler can go out earlier and shoot a 69 or 68, all of a sudden people will take notice, and we'll see him move up.
So you think he only needs to shoot 2 under for the day? I mean, I would think that he has to shoot like a 66 or a 67, don't you think?
Well, you're assuming everyone else is going to shoot 69, 68. Now, the conditions may have been softer, so that may change that. But my point is, if you all of a sudden start the day in, you know, two under par, and you move from plus four to plus two, and you're three off the lead or whatever, all of a sudden it's only Saturday. They call it moving day for a reason. You can make up some placements in the leaderboard. And if he does that, and tomorrow is within three shots of the lead, and I don't care who's in front of him, Scottie Scheffler will be noticed tomorrow.
Is it good for the game and good for the sport that Burns, Spahn, and Hovland are the top three right now and not the likes of McIlroy, DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, more notable names?
Well, that depends on your perspective. I love golf. I follow these guys. To me, Sam Burns is as well-known as Bryson DeChambeau. I know all about Sam Burns. I know all about Spahn because I've seen him compete before. You know, he took Rory to all the way to the end of the Players' Championship this year. And this is a guy who can play, and they all can play. So it's good in the perspective that you'll get to know more names. But if you're just looking for the big names because you're a casual viewer, then this won't appeal to you.
Well, let's say that, you know, you are a casual golf viewer that just watches, like, the biggest tournaments, the U.S. Open, the Open, the Masters, stuff like that. Do you think that that could affect ratings or affect an interest level? Well, you kind of touched on it a little bit. I mean, I would imagine that that's not going to be the case for the Pittsburgh area because it's in our backyard and people want to consume it and people want to watch it. But from, like, a national perspective, like, is the USGA just a little irritated by what's been going on?
Well, this is comparable to the argument of, do you want to watch the Indiana Pacers take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, right? It's the same thing. Oh, no, we'd rather have the Lakers and the Celtics, or we'd rather have Steph Curry, big names. I get all of that. But, you know, if you're a real consumer of the sport, you appreciate good and bad shots, and then you should watch for that reason. So I guess I have a different perspective on that. I understand what your point is. And I understand why people wouldn't watch. Are they going to watch the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers if you don't have a dog in the race? You know, I don't know. Maybe you won't, but you're missing a great series if you decide not to because you're not interested in the names.
Bob, tell me what's going on with Jordan Spieth. So he's five over. It seems like he's been trying to recapture the magic that he once had as a younger player. He's 47th in the world now. He's been pro for now 13 years. Do you think he's going to win another major in the next couple of years?
Yes, I do. I just think it's such a war of attrition out there in that tour, and so many good players that can be knocking on the door here. My guess is he will, but he's struggling right now. There's no question about that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's the big story you're following today?
Well, I just want to see guys like Scheffler and guys who are, you know, I think Adam Scott is a great story. People don't mention him. He's a name that people should recognize. He has played in every single major championship since 2001, and that's 96 in a row. To me, that's a great accomplishment in and of itself. And he's also at even par, and he's lurking, and he has the experience that it would take to understand these conditions. So if I had to put a lot, if I had to bet right now, and you can do these as these betting sites allow you, I would bet on Adam Scott to win.
Bob saying a bet on Adam Scott. What about, not Ben Griffin, though, Bob. Ben Griffin is currently tied with him, and Brooks Koepka, he could be putting a very sneaky game together today. Who knows? It just two over as the sun is starting to peer out a little bit from this gloomy day today. I don't think there's going to be any more rain in the forecast, Bob.
Well, I mean, it's hard to walk around out there. You know, there's a lot of mud. Not on the actual course itself. They make sure that's in good shape. But I think the USGA has offered a refund for those who don't want to do it, and they'll give you a full refund and send you a link so you can cash in if you don't want to deal with this. But I still think it's fascinating. Hopefully the sun will come out and stay out, because with this spring, as you know, man, has been just terrible. So much rain, it never ends, it seems.
It seems like it never does end whatsoever. I wanted to ask you a Pirates question and a Steeler question before I let you go, Bob. Bob Pompeiani joining on the Bob Pompeiani Show. So Skeens last night, or I guess yesterday, day
so this
game.
Is like a limitless wonder what we're doing, or limitless, what are we doing here?
The limitless express a little bit, Bob, I guess. I mean, we touched on golf for 10 minutes.
We normally do it during the week. We'll do it now. That's good.
We might as well. So what do you make of Skeens yesterday? Five innings, no runs allowed again. His ERA is right around 1.7, I think 1.78 right now. But he's still got a losing record, Bob. He's 4-6. Do you think that the baseball writers will hold that against him if he has a losing record at the end of the year in the Cy Young voting? I don't think it should matter. But, I mean, are there going to be people, like, would Ron hold it against Skeens if he had a losing record? We know that Ron is a big stickler for Hall of Fame voting.
Yeah, but I think Ron is also smart enough to look into the numbers. And I think we've come a long way with the understanding of metrics that I don't care what the record says. Right now, he's my Cy Young winner. I think he's – the guy from New York, Senga's pretty good,
good
although
guy,
I think he's hurt. Yeah, he's pretty good. I like that first name, Kodai, by the way. That's an unusual name. And
are you
going
to recommend that to one of your children, to name one of the grandchildren Kodai?
Kodai, sure. Why not? Kodai. That's a good name. I mean, he's been good, but he's been hurt. Yeah, I think he's the only guy who has a lower ERA than Skeens. But Skeens, given everything he's dealt with in terms of lack of offense, I mean, he could theoretically have 13 wins by now if you want to, you know, extrapolate this a little bit. But I don't think the record matters. I think the 1.78, the whip numbers, the war numbers, all those numbers will be in his favor by the end of the year, regardless of what this offense does or doesn't do.
He has 11 quality starts that leads all of baseball. Mitch Keller also
and
around
Keller's
Skeens.
Next.
Yeah.
That tells you everything you know about the Pirates this year in 2025.
The fact that they pitch very well, but they couldn't hit. If you put a beach ball on a tee sometimes, at times, Bob, whenever Paul Skeens is out there on the mound. Steeler-wise, T.J. Watt not there. Mike Tomlin seems like he is not too concerned. Should they have a reason to be concerned? Because Watt was there at mandatory minicamp in Holden in 2021 when they went over this last time.
I don't think so. I think they're going to eventually get it done. You know, there's a debate to be had, certainly, and we've done it a lot over the past 3 months about whether or not it's in their best interest business-wise to trade T.J. Watt and see what the return would be. I know this, if I'm Omar Khan, I would be listening to anything on anyone just because I think it's good to listen. But no, I think this will get done. They value him. He values them. This is all part of this little. Now, yeah, is it not the same as last year or in 2021? Yes, he didn't show up for minicamp, which is mandatory. He did the last time and he held in. I suspect he'll show up for training camp and he'll also hold in until this thing gets done, and I do think it will. I don't know if we get over the Myles Garrett money, but he seems to be really pursuing that number. And if that's the case, that's a tricky number. You can do it in a different amount of ways. I think Omar Khan, his strength is understanding salary cap more than anything else. I mean, he knows how to wiggle room around some of these numbers, so he can create a situation that would benefit him and them.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Bob, if they ultimately do something like maybe not $40 million, but they guarantee the first 2 years, which has been a key sticking point for them, and only guaranteeing like the first year and really no years longer than that. That was huge in the last negotiation period. And they just do a huge signing bonus. Maybe they just front the contract, and in the back end of it, maybe they have an out in like the fourth year, or there's just not nearly as many guarantees. So that what the guaranteed money isn't end up being a huge sticking point. That's probably where I think they'd be able to sway him if they offer a decent amount there, and he just says, "All right, all up front, all guaranteed. Why not?"
Yeah, no, I hear that. So, I mean, like I said, that's what he can do. He can manipulate the numbers to make it work for both sides. I still think T.J. Watt is a big part of what they do, and if they're going to do anything this year to win, and they seem to be all in the sense that they believe Aaron Rodgers can get it done, then he's a big part of it. Yes, they have depth there, but those guys behind him are not as good as he is. So I need, if I'm them, T.J. Watt, and they'll figure it out. So that would be my prediction, even though I can listen to all these other thoughts about what he might bring in the trade.
Lastly, Matt Vogt, the Seneca Valley native playing at Oakmont. He ultimately did not make the cut. But did you get a chance to talk to Vogt as he ended up finishing 23 over, shot an 82 and an 81, on just the experience that he had and being able to play the course, the former caddy at Oakmont, and basically what he experienced?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been great. And what a wonderful attitude he has, you know. I mean, all throughout this, his attitude has come through. And his platform, he said, "I never thought I'd use the word platform when describing a dentist." But his platform grew because of this experience. And then, you know, he has the gratitude of understanding what it means to be here on a week that's special because his father died a couple of months ago. He being a new dad also on Father's Day week, I mean, he understands it all, and what a great, great person he is. I mean, you heard him when we were on our show during the week.
Yeah.
I mean, just so glad to be here, so appreciative of the opportunity. But he earned it. He went out and earned it. And 82-81 is not bad when you consider how difficult this golf course has been.
And I saw the interview, at least a part of it, from earlier in the week that you did with him, and he said, like, "Bob, this has been, like, surreal, the whole entire experience." When athletes use your name, Bob, does that feel very personal to you? Do you feel like you have a friendship when the athletes would say your name?
I just hope they know that I've gotten to know them over the years, and I'm fair with people, and that's what I try to do. And I've always admired people who work hard to get what they want, and he's done that. And I thought his story was so intriguing. And I remember back in the day, I asked him, "Did you ever caddy for me?" Because, you know, I remember. He goes, "I think I might have." And I said, "Well, I hope we had a good day, because there are all these caddies out there. There's so many, and they're all great." So I think he's going to be terrific. And I asked him if the dentist business is picking up. You know, business is booming in the dentist world. He said probably, but he has a great team, and he's allowed them to do their thing while he can do his thing.
Yes, business is booming with teeth, Bob. Definitely. I don't know if you want business to boom with teeth, right? I mean, if teeth are booming, then they're probably having cavities that are filled.
Right. Right. No, I got it. But for him, it was just a question meant in fun, and he understood what it was. So I think people will know who he is. If you have to select a dentist in Indianapolis, you're going to pick him.
I think that's the right pick. Bob, appreciate the time. Always good to talk
to you. All right, Austin, we'll see you this week. Yeah, have a great rest of the show. I approve.
All right, will do. I will see you tomorrow. I will be up there. I'll be roaming around with Crowley. So that'll be fun to be able to experience that.
Well, hopefully the rain will go away altogether.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you, Bob. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you, Austin.
It's the Bob Pompiani Show, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, cloudy and a few showers. There is a possible thunderstorm with a high of 78 today. But right now, looking outside the windows here at Oakmont Bakery, we're starting to see the sun. It is overcast, but the sun is making it a little bit more like daylight out here when it was really dark and dreary earlier. Tonight, clouds and a spot of showers is potential. low of 67 today and tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 77. 412-928-9370. You want to take your thoughts on the U.S. Open? We've been very U.S. Open heavy. You can also take your thoughts on the Pirates and the weekend that they've had so far. That started on Thursday, technically, four-game series against the Cubs. We can call that the weekend. We can call it an extended weekend where the Pirates lost that game on Thursday by one run. Then they win a one-run game. They've played a ton of one-run games under Donnie Kelly. And they've come to close to 500, right around that mark as well. They win it yesterday 2-1 with a Isaiah Kiner-Falefa RBI in the 10th inning to be able to win it. And we can also chime in, if you can also chime in if you want, on the Steelers at 412-928-9370. But first, something this week caught my eye that is so significant. I think it might be the most significant story and significant thing that could happen for a team in the city, for this team in particular, in the last 5-plus years. What is it, and what could it mean for the franchise? 412-928-9370. Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Bob Pompiani Show, live from Oakmont Bakery. Come down and say hello on the fam.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.